This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. What you will hear, the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
2 Chronicles 7 and 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The Word of God for the people of God. Lord, we need revival. Will you bow your heads with us? Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Lord God, we need you. And we need you right now. Somebody is down in the valley of despair. But Jesus, we know that you are right there. And we ask, oh Lord, that you would help us. Give us strength. That we might hear your voice. Give us power. That we might turn from our wicked ways. And Lord, when we turn, you said you would hear. So Lord, we're asking right now that you would send revival. Do a revival in our hearts. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. In 2 Chronicles, text talking about a people and about God appearing to Solomon by night. I don't know about you, but aren't you glad that God come to you at night sometimes? And then it is those dark times in our lives that we call night times. When we expect nobody to come by. But aren't you glad that Jesus worked the night shift? I don't know about anybody in here. But I'm glad that the Lord worked the night shift. Because don't nobody want to work the night shift. But the Bible says he neither slumber nor does he sleep. And I'm glad about that. But it came to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Aren't you glad when the Lord hears your prayer? Now, you know, I'm glad that you pray, and I'm glad that the Lord hears your prayer. But I want the Lord to hear my cry when I call upon him. And have chosen this place to be for an house of sacrifice. Let me tell you, in order to be a child of God, you got to learn how to make sacrifices. I wish I had some witnesses in here. That if you're going to be on the child of God roster, you got to learn how to make some sacrifices. Amen? Because if you don't know how to make sacrifices, you'll always think it's about you. Amen? But the Bible says, I must decrease so he can increase. Anybody need an increase of Jesus in their life right now? But oh, if I get out of the way and decrease, God will begin to increase in my life. And you know the thing about it, that when God increases in your life, that everything about you increases. Amen. Your relationships increases. Your job increase. Amen. Your money will increase. Because there's nothing insufficient about God. God is sufficient and he will supply your every needs. I wish I had somebody in here today that say, yeah, I need the Lord to increase in me. Amen. And then he said, in the house of sacrifice, if I shut up heaven, that's some power. When you're able to shut heaven up. I don't know about anybody else. But when you're able to make a statement that I'm able to shut heaven up. If I shut heaven up, amen, that there be no rain. Yeah, and I know everybody wants sunshine all the time. But in all of our lives, there must be some rain. Amen. Yeah, don't always look for sunny days all the time. Amen. Because when the rain comes, the rain will be able to feed some things that the sunshine can't feed. I wish I had some witnesses in here. Listen. And then you don't want it to rain all the time. You wanted the sun to shine, isn't that right? Because if it rained all the time, you begin to have root rot. And when your roots rot, everything about you from the root up begin to rot too. But you don't want the sun to shine all the time, because the sun has a way of scorching things and making things dry. But I want God to have balance in my life. I want there to be balance in my life. And when the rain come, I want to ask God, God, what do you want me to learn from the rain? When the sunshine come, I want to say, Lord, what do you want me to learn in the sunshine so that my life would be balanced? And he said, listen, I can shut up the heavens that there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, that there are some things that can be eat up in your life. Amen. Your money can be eat up. Isn't that right? Yeah. Have you ever had some money that trouble ate up? Or you had some money that you just messed up. But listen, you can have all of your money piled up and saved up, ready for retirement. And the Lord is able to send the locusts after what you got. You thought that you were in good health, when you went to the doctor, but the doctor gave you a bad report, and you had to go into your 401k and get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 out to cover the doctor bill. But aren't you glad that we got a doctor? Isn't that right? Oh, Lord, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I got a doctor, that I don't have to go into my 401k plan, because I ain't got enough in there to pay for all the stuff that he's done in my life. Because when I was sick and I could not get well, the Lord still helped me out. I wish I had a witness in here that you didn't have a doctor to go to. Isn't that right? And see, all the other doctors that we have now are practicing physicians. Isn't that right? They practice medicine. You never heard Jesus say, I'm practicing medicine. If they're practicing that, that means they don't know everything about it. But Jesus said, I am, your physician. And I know how to heal you when you're sick. I know how to kick you up when you're down. I know how to bring you out. I wish I had somebody in here that says, I know what you're talking about, Reverend. He said, the locust has ate up some of our nerves. Our nerves are shaky, isn't that right? Some stuff that you've gone through in life, some things have shaken your life. There have been an earthquake in your life, and the locusts have eaten up your nerves. For some of us, they've eaten up our health. For some of us, they've eaten up our finances, our resources. But God said, I'm able to restore. Aren't you glad that God is able to restore? He restoreth my soul. When it seemed like I'm not going to make it, God brings restoration. Anybody need restoration for the stuff that you've experienced in your life? You say, Lord, I need you to restore what the locusts have ate up in my life. I need you to help me when nobody else would touch me. And he said, I will give you back. He said, they devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. He said, he's still calling you my people. God never disowned us. Even the stuff that you've done wrong that nobody else knows about, God says you're still my people. I was talking to Reverend this morning. He was talking about that he is not an African American. He said he's a black American. He belongs to God first. See, what do you mean, Reverend? Well, if anybody else disowned me, I know who owns me. I know who I am. I wish I had a witness. If some of you are from out of town, and when you have family reunions, you go back to where you were born. Isn't that right? You go back to where you originated from. Isn't that right? How many of you know you didn't originate here on earth, that you originated in heaven, and your citizenship is not here in heaven on earth. It's in heaven. Isn't that right? So whenever you need something, you can send back to where you originated from, and say, Lord, I need your help. Anybody need him right now? I need your help and I need it right now. But he says, if my people, there's a big word, that if is a big word. There is a condition. When the Lord said, I will revive you, he said, if my people, isn't that right? I don't if you go away from here today not knowing anything, realize that you are God's people. Amen. And then when you realize who you are, you know, folk act better when they realize who they are. Isn't that right? Listen, if you always walking around with your head hanging down, always crying the poor mouth, isn't that right? And if somebody told you that you, had money in the bank, you had billions of dollars in the bank, and you come from the Rockefellers, not the fake ones, but the real ones, and all that money was yours, you would begin to pick your head up, wouldn't you? Isn't that right? You stop crying the poor mouth. you pull your shoulder back. You start to walk in with your chest out because you know what you got in the bank account. Isn't that right? But oh Lord, it ought to be the same way with Jesus. When you realize who Jesus is, that Jesus is Alpha and Omega, that Jesus said he will supply your every need, you ought to lift your head up, square your shoulders, and say, I belong to the Almighty God. I wish I had somebody in here that believed they belong to Jesus. I belong to him, and if I need something, all I need to do is get down on my knees and make a heavenly withdrawal from my heavenly account, because only he can give me what I need. If my people, which are called by my name, and there's a condition here. He said, if you're my people, and if you name the name of Jesus. Now, you know, that means that you claim Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Not only in here, but out there too. Because we have a bad habit of claiming Jesus with others that claim Jesus. But just as soon as we get to hang around with folk that don't claim Jesus, we start to backing up and acting like we don't know him. Come here, Peter. Peter did it, isn't that right? Oh, yeah, Peter walked with Jesus. Peter talked with Jesus. As a matter of fact, Peter got down out of the boat and walked on water going to Jesus. But when the heat was on, and there was a young girl said, you look like you've been with Jesus. If anything, y'all, I want to look like I've been with Jesus. How many of y'all look like you've been with Jesus this morning? How many of you, listen, if you look like you've been with Jesus, then that means that you've been bathing in the glory of Jesus. Watch this. When Moses came out of the mountain, from getting the Ten Commandments, the Bible said the people feared him, because when he came down, his face shone with the glory of God. Listen, whenever you are in the presence of God, it's going to look like you've been with God. How many of y'all look at your neighbor and look at me? Do you look like you've been with God? If you look like, listen, how do you get with God? You got to get that. I'll tell you later on. If my people, which are called by my name, now you got to humble yourself. Isn't that right? Humble yourself. You got to learn how that is not all about you. Whenever you come to church, don't come to church with an agenda. Amen. To let everybody know that it's all about you. To let everybody know that if you're not there, things are not going to go right. I dare you to let your head press a dying pillow. I dare you to let your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth. I dare you to let your eye roll in the back of your head. And then you'll find out how God's church will go on without you. I wish I had a witness in here. Isn't that right? And watch this. Stop looking at everybody else because they're not dressed like you dress. Stop looking at the young people. If they got jeans on and they don't have a suit on, stop looking at everybody else because they don't have their hair fixed like you got yours fixed. And because they are people of God, stop looking down on everybody else and humble yourself in their right. Somebody ought to say, yeah, humble yourself. Now watch this now. Watch this. You got to humble yourself because these are conditions. Now, you can't listen. You can't go to the Lord, you know, right? All pumped up. Talking about what you're going to take up in there. You ain't going to take nothing. You'll take a whooping, isn't that right? Don't go to the Lord like ain't nobody else praying but you. Go to the Lord and be humble when you go to God. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And when you humble yourself, you recognize God has the authority. I wish I had somebody in here that recognized that God got the authority. I don't care whatever situation you're in, God is in charge. Do I have any witnesses in here? I don't care if they do fire you, God still got another job for you. I don't care if they do walk away from you, God said, I'll never walk away from you. I don't care if they do put you down, God said, I'll never throw you away. I wish I had somebody in here that said, I know how to be humble. And you know what the Lord says? The Lord said, in due season. I said, in due season, when your time comes, he said, I'll pick you up. And anybody need to be picked up this morning? I said, is anybody in here? Listen, when God pick you up, man can't put you down. When God pick you up, man can't take it from you. When God pick you up, man can't put you out. How many, anybody in here need God to pick them up right now? Now wait a minute. Humble themselves. Now that's what you got to do now. Stop praying the Lord. I want the Lord to humble. The Lord say, humble yourself. You got to do it. You got to know when to sit up and sit down. You got to know when to do that. Stop asking the Lord to humble you. Because you don't want that, some of you anyway. And humble yourself. You know how to close your mouth and listen. Amen. Be quiet. Humble yourself. Isn't that right? And he said, do another thing. He said, I want you to pray. You got to pray. Some things. Isn't that right? Watch this. When the disciples could not cast a demon out of the boy, they tried and they tried. And you know, folk are telling on you too. And the man went to Jesus and said, I went to your disciples. And they couldn't help me. You think folk won't, if they don't know that that's a, listen, we got some power in here, don't we? Do I have any praying people in here? We got some power in here, don't we? Because we talk to God. We don't have power in and of ourselves. We have power because we got the right hookup. Amen. You got the right hookup. Now, if you got the right hookup, then you got some power. You don't want somebody to come in here and say, I went to Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, but they couldn't do nothing. It was an indictment on the church that the church looked like it had power. The church walked like it had power. The church talked like it had power. But the church didn't have no power. They had a name. Come on here, somebody. I know y'all, some of y'all that have been around in some of these churches, that they have a used to a past. A used to past. We used to. We used to have a choir. Boy, I tell you, if you used to hear I cry. We used to have people. Boy, people would come every Sunday morning. But then if you look where they are now, they lost the power. And the disciples went to Jesus and said, see, because you know what? We look for power in all the wrong places. Huh? We look for power in things. And the significance of a beautiful building. But if you get all of these people out of here, there ain't gonna be no power in here. There's only power in here, Deacon, is when we in here. Because Jesus is on the inside. Ain't no power coming from the choir when the choir member's not here. But when they assemble themselves together on the hymn choir, and when they assemble themselves together there, and there ain't no power coming from this thing unless he's sitting behind it. And when he sits behind it, when God gives him the power, he can play. Ain't no power in the pews unless you got some praise. If you don't have no praise, you ain't got no power. Come on. on here, somebody. I say, if you ain't got no praise, you, listen, you show me the weakest Christian that you think the least about. And if they can put one finger up and say, I praise God, they got some power. Does anybody in here got some power this morning? Did you come with some power? Stop looking for your power to come from the choir in the pulpit and bring you some power up in here when you come up in here. I wish I had a witness in here. Oh, they didn't sing when I want them to sing. I want Deacon them to sing that up. No, you ought to sing your song yourself. If you pray, you're going to have some power. If you don't pray, you're going to be weak and timid. And Satan, like a roaring lion, he's seeking whom he may devour. He want to eat you up.
We hope you were blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard, the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to praycharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.